This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Client Care. Valerie speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Valerie. This is Callie with XPO. I have an FMS number for you.
Sure, I'm ready.
All righty, 756-44954.
Okay, thank you. 1 second, please. Hold Still loading, sorry.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Can you please verify client's name and delivery address for me, please?
Yes, it's April M. Willers at 8032 Wingate Place in Delaware, Ohio 43015.
Thank you so much for verifying that information. This is for a wall oven delivery with install and a warming jar install.
That is correct.
How can I assist you with this order today?
So the tech called in and he stated that he was unable to do the installation, so the oven is going back. Their cabinetry, the cabinets, they're not correct in order for him to install the oven. So he couldn't do the installation. I called the customer. She did not answer, so I just left a voicemail.
Okay, so the wall, tech was unable to install the wall oven due to the client's cabinets being incorrect, or?
Yes.
Being incorrect. Unit will be returned back to the warehouse?
Yeah, he said he's taking it back. He's going back.
It's being returned. So maybe is it the measurements, maybe? Or?
Yeah, he said that the cabinets, like, they were, like, sitting up on each other, so he couldn't install the oven. That's what he was saying.
Maybe not enough support. I don't know. Clients.
Yeah, I called the customer, but she didn't answer. Maybe it was because of this phone number, but I don't. Yeah, she didn't answer.
So the cabinets are sitting on each other? Yeah, I don't know. Leave it as that. Just leave it due to the cabinets being incorrect. Yeah, because I don't know. I would hate to put wrong, you know, information on the notes and the next person gets it. They're going to be like, oh, it's because their cabinets are sitting on each other. The client's going to be like, what? All right, hold on. Let me reach out to the client and see if she answers in case she has any questions. But that warming jar, I didn't see a warming jar on here. So, does she have it there already?
No, he said that goes in the oven.
Oh, it goes in the oven. Oh,
yeah.
So I was like, I'm not understanding that.
Yeah, that's the same. You just like, I asked him the same thing. I'm like, what is a warming dryer?
Right? Yeah, I know. So the techs are great because they take the time to explain to us that way for next
year.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm always asking questions. I'm always telling them, thank you for taking that time. I appreciate it. Not a lot of guys won't, you know, will do it. Hold on. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to her and let me go ahead. I'll be back in a couple of minutes, please. Thank you.
Okay.
She said my timing was horrible. She doesn't have time to answer my questions because she's on the phone with the installers and corporate. I don't know. So I said, okay, I'll let you go. And I left our 888 number, but she hung up on me before I could finish it. So
probably really upset.
Yeah, I can imagine. So let's see. Let me find a receipt that this is on. Yeah, I don't know, maybe. Yeah, they just expect, I think sometimes they expect, they're like, oh, install, and they think the tech's going to do everything. Like, literally, like, fix their cabinets. They'll do anything to just
Yeah,
put
I
it in their
mean,
place.
like, I understand, when you're buying appliances, and especially if the appliances are very, high, that you don't want to come out of more money to, do other things that may need to be done for those appliances. But if you're going to buy appliances, then you should probably make sure that everything in the home is correct before those appliances get there, because I mean,
Yeah, I understand. I know, 'cause yeah, her appliances, well, all of them was 20, like almost 2,500. So yeah, I know
yeah.
you would. Yeah, I mean, we do offer the site survey, so I don't know if she had a site survey. I mean, that would have been helpful to her, had she had the
Yeah,
site
because
survey
I
back.
know a lot of people that, because XPO is also with Home Depot as well, but I know a lot of people, like for Home Depot, before they schedule for the technicians to come out, what they do is they just set up like a measurement, like to measure, to make
Actually
sure,
measure it.
like, yeah, just make sure that everything is gonna fit or what's gonna fit or anything like that. So I mean, I don't know why, I don't know do if Best Buy offers that or not,
We
because I
do.
know, oh, you guys do? Oh yeah, well, because I know a lot of customers, they just buy the appliance.
Can you look up this FMS order number? Because she has a site survey on here, appliance site survey, and it was with XPO. I'll give you the FMS order number. I don't know what it was for, because it was back in September.
Okay,
So, but
yeah.
I know this. Yeah, it was 709
Oh, you
five.
have the external number? You see the external
Oh
number on
yeah.
there?
There's no external number.
It's not.
It's just, no, there isn't. It's just 2 of 2. It just has the FMS order number, but it went with TCM Logistics, the same team that's out there today, and it was for September 10th of 2021. So just this last September. So I wonder if this was it. But yeah, there's no notes, but it's saying 2 of 2. So I don't know what that means. September. Let me see if she had another one. Yeah, there's no external order number on there. I don't know why. It just has the FMS order number. Yeah, that was in September. So I don't know when. Yeah, I don't know if it was it. If they did go out, it's with the same team that's out there, was out there today.
Well, they probably did, because I know a lot of they usually do like measurements, and then that's just to make sure like everything, because they'll be probably getting like a dishwasher or like a oven or something like that. Or I know sometimes they'll buy the appliance and then it don't fit, and so then they'll have to get a measurement, and then that team will have to go back out there to do like installation and stuff. Like, that's why I say I understand the
Yeah.
customers when they be upset, but then it's also like, you should make sure that these appliances are gonna fit, because I know that you're coming out of a lot of money for these appliances. They're not cheap.
I know. And I was just, I mean, we're trying to help her, but maybe she, I don't know who she's talking to, maybe the tech themselves. I don't know, but you guys are the tech, so maybe just to come to
Yeah,
a
I don't know.
solution.
And then she said she was on the phone with corporate, so.
Yeah, so I don't know, but, and with St. John, I don't know who that is. She mentioned somebody, St. John, and I'm like, I am sorry, I don't know who that is, but I'm calling from Geek Squad. But I have the case ID here. It's 281-361-5599. I wonder if that's one of the area
Okay.
managers. I don't know, but
Yeah, I
I don't
don't
know who
know,
it is.
but I don't know how she would have their number, because yeah, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I'm like, we have to email them. Yeah, I
Yeah.
don't know. Unless she's had so many issues. I'm not seeing anybody St. John on my side as far as our managers. So I don't know who that is, who she's
Yeah, I don't
the
know
manager
neither.
of. store?
Maybe she just called. She probably just called like a customer service rep, and they probably just told her that they was like a supervisor or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, but it's not one of our 3PL managers because I'm looking. I'm not seeing anything about St. John or anything. So I don't know. Maybe it's the manager of the store.
Maybe so. Maybe that's what it is. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Valerie. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Have a good day, and thank you for calling Geeks Walk Try and Care. Bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too.
Bye.